Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
McInnes is joining us coming up in the next segment here in about 5 minutes. And then Dr. Judy Mikovits, one of the biggest whistleblowers on the poison shots going back decades. She's incredible. And we got Maria Z, always does a great job. And she guest hosts the fourth hour with a bunch of big guests as well. Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez from the Davos Group in Switzerland. Darren Beatty with big breaking news. Matt Baker, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a big update on SPARS. New information has come out that's bone-chilling, very important to know. Edward Dowd, obviously, on the mass death and the actuaries, and that's all coming out. Mickey Willis in studio, maker of Plandemic, Alan Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and more right through midnight tonight. And I'll be back. I was going to be here at 7, but I'm just going to end up interrupting Jay Dyer with the important information he's got. So I'm just going to let him host because he'll do a better job. I mean, I saw a report he did on this, and it was all true. I'd researched it. He found out even more information. So let me ask him to come on and get more into it. I'll just spend 10 minutes on it. So that's coming up, and it's about getting new people to the show. It's about synergy. It's about getting past the censors. It's about letting the globalists know they're not going to win. All of our guests have been promoting they're coming on. I want to thank them. The listeners are promoting the URL that takes you to a player of the show that can get around the censors. They're blocking InfoWars and Banned Out Video on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, conspiracyfact.info, and alexwasright.com. And I'm sure in the next few days, the next few months, sometimes it's a few days, sometimes a few months, they'll block those URLs too. But you can always share them word of mouth. You can always share them on your email and your text message for now. Now, let me throw this out there because I'm the one that directed this fundraiser. A couple weeks ago, I said, we need more funds. Let's do a fundraiser. And they created a great site to get around the censors, and they did all that. But then I dropped the ball. The biggest part of a fundraiser to make it successful is people love a graph. People love to see how much money's coming in. I didn't think to tell the crew to put one in there or to have them check and then they have to manually put it in. We have plugins that'll do it, say, off the shopping cart. But then you have other donations coming in, other ways money comes in, so they have to kind of hand enter that in. But I'll give you some updates. But here's what's going on. I'm behind about $1 million. Sounds like a lot for the average person. I get it. This is a pretty big organization. So it's not a problem, except I put all my backup money in. I don't have any money. Which is fine. It doesn't hurt me in my ego. In fact, it kind of feels good that I've been totally committed like I said I would and you know, all their lives, but I'm doing this for money and all the rest of it. It's pure crap. We built one of the only truly independent organizations exposing the globalists, and they say at Davos their number one threat is anti-globalist exposing their agenda. We're wrecking them. You're wrecking them. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll give you some updates here that I'll get during the break on how many funds have come in. But I'd be happy if we raised an extra $200,000 today because then I could do, I guess, each month going out, maybe a fundraiser and kind of catch up where we were at. But Christmas, we didn't lose money because that's usually a big month. But the 6-7 months before, we did. And so Christmas, well, they just did the math the other day, actually made us about 5 months behind. So I've been saying 6 months, but it's actually we're about 5 months behind, a little bit behind. So if you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you already need, it's a win-win. And with what's going on in the environment and all the craziness, I think you're nuts if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com where we have the biggest sale of the year. This is as big as our Christmas sales. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, two different really great nootropics, 50% off when it take your brain to the next level. Great clean energy. Immune support, 40% off. Everybody should be taking that. Whole food, multivitamin, 40% off. That's a great deal. Vitamin C with zinc. The Linus Pauling formula, 40% off. Ultimate krill oil, 40% off. Pain MD, 40% off. 1776 testosterone boost, 40% off. X7 selling out. That's 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate fish oil, 40% off. Down and out sleep aid support, back in stock, 40% off. Real Red Pill Plus, finally back in stock, 50% off. Figgy Magnesium just came back in, a very limited shipment, 25% off. And it's a limited supply. And a lot of these deals are ending soon, like Immune Support, Brain Force. multivitamin, the zinc, the krill oil, a lot of it. So take advantage of that. Please keep us on air. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Gad McGinnis, straight ahead, 60 seconds.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the host of an incredibly popular program, Get Off My Lawn. We'll put his URL up on screen for folks. There's few people out there that are in my league, and I don't say that with enjoyment. I wish it wasn't the case, but he's definitely been as hunted and lied about and censored as I have, censored.tv, Gab McGinnis. Good friend of mine. He created Vice. He created the whole modern movement, several major movements. He's very, very iconic. The system fears him. Same reason they've gone after Andrew Tate, is if they fear you and they see you changing the culture, particularly with young people and others, they come after you. So Gavin, in the last 25 years, brought in many of the things we see today that are staples, even though he then rejects a lot of them after the left has basically taken them over and ruined them. And I wanted to get him on about the Davos group, about the poison shot news coming out, just about all the craziness, but also the Twitter files and where he sees the next phase of this in civilization. Are we winning? Is the worm starting to turn? All over the news, they say Davos is in trouble. Everybody hates him. You go on YouTube, 99% of the comments in some videos that have millions of views, I mean, we're talking hate their guts. Same thing on Twitter. So I'd like to believe we're winning, but I also don't want to start celebrating too soon, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, until we got the fish in the boat. So, Gavin, we salute you, my friend, from Censored.TV. What's front and center for you?
Well, I think a good metric for where the country is at is how you and I are perceived. Like, back when Trump was becoming really unpopular with the left about a year after he's elected, when they really started coming after all his supporters and throwing them in jail, I would get called a Nazi on the street maybe one out of 10 times, and the other 9 would be nice. Now it's down to like 1 in 100, and 99 are like, hey, man, can I get a selfie? Wow, I love what you're doing. Like, it's the worst. The worst I'll get these days is I don't agree with everything you say, but I appreciate that you're out there. And it's the same with you. When I moved to New York in the late 90s, if you believed everything Alex said, you were a nut. But when you say outlandish things and no one knows if they're true or not, you're a nut. When those outlandish things keep coming true, you're not a nut, and that, you know, that basketball player who wrote Alex Jones was right on his head recently, I think is more indicative of how you and I are perceived. And I put a list together here quickly. You said they're making the frogs gay. Yes, Weed Killers does make male frogs lay eggs. You said they're grooming our kids for sex. Now we have Drag Queen Story Hour. They're spreading their legs. You brought this up a million years ago when they were twerking in front of kids, and I thought, well, this will just be a quick fad. Nope. So stronger than ever. You said they're bringing this child sex ritual to our churches, and we've seen drag queen crap going on in church. They have the drag queens in the church now. You said that billionaires meet with presidents in the forest, at Bohemian Grove. That's all true. You said they meet at a sex island where they have sex with children. Now that story has been going on for a long time, but you put the Epstein thing on the map. That woman sued him. The New York Times went near it once or twice. But as far as like when Joe Rogan or Tim Dillon discuss it, they're citing Alex Jones. You said the war in Iraq was fake. There's no WMDs. You said the government can control the weather. You warned that they're going to create animal-human hybrids. That's humanized mice, goats. Sheep is incredibly common now. Well, not incredibly common, but it's all over the place. You talked about robot-human hybrids. That's happening. And then you said, one of the weirdest ones, you said they're going to start using the blood of children to get eternal life. And that just sounds nuts. But then there's the article. Rich people, elites, are getting blood transfusions using adolescents' blood. And they say it makes them feel a lot better and a lot healthier, and they're going to live longer. So the freaks are right. The lunatics are running the asylum, and we're the only ones calling them out. And I have definitely noticed walking around in public, even liberal cities like New York City, I'm getting 99% high fives. And I think that's a good sign.
I totally agree. Have you found a paradox, though, where we're almost becoming passe and that now people know we're right, that we're not getting as much support, or at least I'm not. We're struggling to stay on air. All I get is love everywhere now, and my dinner bought for me. But at the same time, people are like, oh, you're right now. You can retire. We all know the truth. Thank you. And I'm like, no, now we've got to stop their agenda. We don't want to just wake up and then let them rape us. We've got to now do something about it. I don't want to just be right. I want to wake people up to stop them.
Yeah. Well, I'm in this weird phenomenon, it's censored, where people are scared to subscribe in case the deep state shuts them down. So it's almost like they're saying, love, it's almost like they're opening a trap door from the ground and going, hey, man, love what you do. And then going back underground and locking it and
perfect
hiding in
analogy.
The bunker.
You're a genius. That's exactly what we're seeing, folks. And it's stupid. We're going to lose everything if you don't have courage. I know the general listener does, but we know that less than 1% of people actually buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. I could plug one time a day if 5% bought something. Instead, I'm like, please help us. And it's a catch-22. We have Band-Aid Video that cost millions and millions a year to pay for the bandwidth, hundreds of providers, of contributors. We get something like 10 million views a day, but that costs money. So people want us to go build it. We've done it. It's free, but we need the support. People say, well, do a subscription, which you've been smart and done. And I'm like, yeah, but then we won't have the mega reach because that's what I want to have. So I don't know. I mean, we may have to do some subscription. I guess I got to do what I got to do here, Gavin.
Yeah, I get people scared to say that they watch the show. That when we get letters, they say, don't read my name on the air. And I go to those people, I go, you are censoring yourself, so you're doing the government's work for them. They don't have to show up for work if we all censor ourselves. I end every show with get fired, get in trouble, be brave, never stop fighting. We can't be living in a society where you're not allowed to watch a show. You're not allowed to send a letter to a show. You should be reading all kinds of stuff. You should read Che Guevara's speeches. You should read Hitler's speeches. We can't be scared of information. People got to be a lot more brave and just say, fine, arrest me then. Put me on your hit list. If you've got a blacklist, I want to be on it.
Gavin, there's so much on your radar, and I really respect you. All the guests we've had are amazing, but you're particularly amazing. What is front and center on your on your radar screen?
This lie about white supremacy being the biggest threat to our nation, what it really means is I want to put Republicans in jail, conservatives in jail, so I need a magic wand where I can just dehumanize them, pretend they're a racist, and now I'm arresting them for their racism. This bill that Sheila Jackson Lee is pushing that says only white people can be accused of racism. Black people can shove Asians down the stairs in New York City, but if a white guy Zeke Hiles, we got to throw him in jail. And we saw those same lies destroy South Africa. We saw those same lies turn Rhodesia into the hell that is Zimbabwe. And we're definitely getting this third world trend. Like Joe Biden just the other day said white supremacy is the biggest threat. White supremacy in America is about as common as albino skateboarders. And it is about as dangerous to the nation.
Well, I'm white. I'm white, and I grew up in East Texas, and that's the South. Kind of the South kind of ends in Central Texas. It literally does. It's more Western. And all I heard was Christians and people, and I'm hanging around with 50 deer hunters, World War II vets, and all they were talking about is how they wanted to help black people, wanted to end racism and all the rest of it. And now under leftist rule, all I hear is about race from white people trying to make brown people racist, and they're having a lot of success. It's insane. It's like that new Babylon Bee piece where it shows the black person going to a Republican meeting, and they're literally worshiping them, kissing their ass. And I feel sorry for black folks because I've been to those meetings. It's like that. It's too over the top. I mean, a black person at a Trump rally is literally carried around on a red carpet, and it just they just want to be treated like people, and it's insane. It's the opposite. It's the Democrats using race to control everybody.
And it's effective with the uninformed and the incurious. They fall for this. With the Hispanic population in America, they only watch Univision. They don't have a Fox News. So they all assume that Trump is a Nazi and everyone's going to die and get arrested if he wins and blacks will have to go back to Africa. It's a propaganda machine. And you see how effective those are with the BBC in Britain, the government-controlled media, the CBC in Canada with the government-controlled media. America is totally unique outside of Univision. Where we have independent media. We have InfoWars, Censor.tv, Joe Rogan to a certain extent, though he gets censored. And that's a privilege that we should all enjoy. And it's something we should be willing to fight to the death for. Free speech defines America. And the deep state hates that because they're all about misinformation and manipulation. So getting involved in InfoWars and getting involved in these independent medias is the only way to stay out of the matrix. It's the only way to stay alive, really.
It's precious. I want to come back because I forgot to play this clip. I should have led the show with this. Biden pulled a swallows well. He said, we'll use F-15s on Americans, fighter bombers against the American people. But Gab McGinnis, when we come back, censor.tv. We're with conspiracyfact.info. That's the URL to share to get around the censors. Do it now, conspiracyfact.info.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, we're right in the middle of the special marathon broadcast going live until midnight tonight. I'm going to host past 2 o'clock and then take off a few hours, take care of operations here, and I'll be back around 7 o'clock tonight with this whole raft of incredible guests, and they've been amazing. Gavin McGinnis is our guest right now. Gavin, Biden, they're clearly getting ready to get rid of him. They've ignored all his crimes until now. I want to get your take on that and who you think they're going to try to bring in now or what you think is about to unfold. But first, here's the clip. Biden threatens conservatives at MLK breakfast. If you want to take on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need AR-15s. They keep saying Republicans want to be violent when all the numbers show we're winning the culture war. They're having to steal elections to block that. And so they're clearly telegraphing they're going to false flag or wind up some crazy people or bare minimum let something happen. We've seen a long history of that. But this is like Swallowswell saying, we're going to take your guns, and if you fight back, we'll use nukes. Well, nukes hit whole cities and whole armies, including their people. You don't take guns from someone dropping nukes on them unless you want to kill your own people. So just all the military methodology is so wrong as well. Here's the latest clip of the president threatening the American people with our armed services, which is called treason. Here it is.
And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Give me a, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it.
By the way, I've studied warfare because I've studied history, and I don't want any offensive stuff, but you just go to their houses. You don't go there and fight the F-15s. If the thing actually kicks off with the communists, they're coming after all of us in our houses, it'll be the other shoe on the other foot. We don't want any of that. But Bozo, the right wing knows how to use guns and knows about asymmetrical warfare, dumbass. So if we want a physical fight, we'll win it. But that's not what we're doing. The Capitol was your provocateurs. It wasn't us. Gavin, you want to respond to his wet dream of a physical war with the American people?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Capitol because he just contradicted all of these lawsuits. He just said the government is this massive monolith, this big beast that you could never touch unless you had the most powerful fighter jets in the world. It's untouchable, right? It's Goliath. Okay, then why are all my friends in jail for daring to trespass on the Capitol grounds, unarmed, meander around, pick up a podium and walk out? Why did you throw them in prison? They're facing 25 years for that if you are such a powerful, unbreakable force. That's one point. Secondly, we're not getting guns so we can take over the government and kill the president and start our own, have another 1776. We are staying armed so you don't take advantage of us on a very micro level. Like, look at the Bundy Ranch. They came there.
Defunding police. We got to defend ourselves. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. The police are spending an hour at least to get to these calls because you've castrated them. So we need to defend ourselves. But at the Bundy Ranch, what happened? The National Guard, the Army, the police all showed up. Everyone there was armed. And Obama went, I don't want this to turn into a bloodbath. Give the Bundys their land. Let's call the whole thing off. That's what we want guns for. Small standoffs. We don't want to plow through the entire government and fight.
You said it. We don't want violence. We want separation of powers, equal powers between the people, the states, and the federal government. We want balance. That we want standoffs, not violence. That's what liberty is a balance of power, which is a standoff. That's how a Roman arch works. They can't even make them as well as the Romans today. All those giant stones perfectly balanced together is invincible.
Yep. People are the state is much less likely to bully an armed individual. The whole idea of half the country getting up and starting a war with the government, grow up. This is like how 13-year-olds talk. Joe Biden has the brain of a 13-year-old, and that's why, by the way, they're putting him out to pasture. Like, it doesn't make any sense that his own people found classified documents and made it public. This guy stole the election. He doesn't play by the book. So his own people must be sending him out to sea, because although he's always been a puppet, I don't think the puppet works anymore.
Well, the word is, I was told this by Secret Service, and I'm going to leave it at that, and police. Biden, when he gets mad, craps himself. That's why he won't let Secret Service around him now, because they know that leaked to us. I'm serious. I swear on my children, I was told by Secret Service and police that he literally, when he gets mad at his staff, craps himself, and then makes them clean him. That's why he famously said, I just got my butt wiped when he walked out to a press conference. He likes making them clean crap off his ass. By the way, there's a name of that in royalty in French and British. It's called the groom of the stool.
Oh, my Lord. Well, he did it in the Vatican, right? He did it right in front of the Pope.
That's right. He crapped himself in front of the Pope.
Okay, I think it's time to go, Joe. I think it's time to go. If he was a local at my bar, I would feel like I was a super nice guy for sitting and talking to him over a beer.
Well, I had a family member I totally loved, and I'm not going to get personal and talk about it. They were the wonderful, smartest person I ever knew. And when they got about 80-something and had a stroke later, when they got mad, they crap and rub crap all over the walls. And he's almost to that stage.
So what do you think is going to happen in 2024, Kamala and Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, I agree. I think Kamala Gavin Newsom is the really smart pick. Everybody else goes, no, it's going to be Big Mike. It's going to be Michelle Obama. What do you think about that?
I think she has too many skeletons in her closet.
No, I Same totally agree. I don't think that's real. I think it's Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris.
But it amazes me because, you know, here on the right, we all assumed, everyone knew that Gavin Newsom was a demon and he was totally ruined and he was almost recalled. I mean, it was his career was done. But the left, the information is controlled so well. They don't even know that Fetterman is special needs. Like, they, you know, when Fetterman went, the Eagles are way better than the Eagles.
And he was better then. You know, when he did a photo op only once when he got sworn in, couldn't talk. Had to be led by his wife. Doesn't even know who he is.
Talk to a liberal in Madison, Wisconsin. Show her these Fetterman clips, and she will have never seen them before. They think he's a great guy who's pro-choice and pro-union and totally has his head screwed on. Great. So Gavin Newsom, also a wonderful dude. Eric Swalwell, he had no dalliances with Fang Fang. That's been disproven. He's a wonderful guy, too. Like, you're dealing with people who have been fed lies. It's like trying to get someone out of a cult.
I was listening to NPR the other day by accident, going through the dial, and it was like a snake whistling. Black people are the biggest group not taking the shot, though it's totally effective and works great because they're scared of Tuskegee. They brought a little black lady on to go, trust us now. We promise we're not testing on you, when they admit it was all an experiment. And I'm listening. It's like satire. It's like, but they believe it all because they're in a trance.
Tuskegee is another stupid myth where we gave them syphilis. No, they had syphilis. It was beyond repair. They were in the final stages and they were observed. Like almost everything that the left uses to prove that we live in a horrible place, like they burned down Black Wall Street. No, black dudes started a race riot and things got totally out of control. Every single story is a lie. George Floyd, all of it. And then they hide when there's black on white violence. And the next thing you know, they've created this animosity. So black people are told that police are hunting them for sport. If I was told that from birth, that police are hunting me for sport, I'd want to kill cops. So you put cops' lives in general in danger. I think like 650 Philadelphia police were shot last year. I'll have to double check that figure.
It's totally insane. And most of half of them are black, and they don't want to go to the areas now, and then crime goes up. It's insane. Gavin, censored.tv, incredible job. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, man.
One of the few people that's been persecuted as much as us. But it's okay. Keep in the fight. Become a subscriber at censored.tv and support us by buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can stand against the censors. You can help us win.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again.
We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, Judy Mikovits is somebody that never gives up. And we've had a raft of people that I really admire and love. And I've been trying to get her on for months. So today's the only day she'll come on for 30 minutes. But this lady has gone through hell to expose Fauci and all the crimes he was committing and gain of function he was involved in. Beyond that, cancer viruses in the vaccine that I read about, they knew about the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, but she discovered it while she was there, watched it happening, and learned that so much the cancer increase was from that, and they literally came after her with the deep state. It's in the film, obviously, Plandemic. And so out of all the great doctors and all the great scientists who have come forward to expose the current tyranny the last 3 years, she's been the original gangster, as they'd say, the OG, who was there decades ago, exposing this, and they SWAT teamed her and set her up and put her in prison, ladies and gentlemen. But she's been totally vindicated. She's an amazing lady, and I just wanted to get her on with an update on what it's like to be vindicated. She was on with us 2 years ago and on with us again like 6 months ago. Hard to get. And one of the most popular guests, too. Please come to town. We'd fly you here. We'd love to have to do a 2-3 hour presentation. You do a PowerPoint. You can host a show. And she laid out everything, that it's going to cause blood clots, cancer. It's going to kill you. It's going to erase your immune system. All of that confirmed. It's now all coming out. And she'd been screaming since day one, before they even announced the vaccine, they were going to do this, because she worked for Fauci. And she knows. And this guy is literally Dr. Evil for real. So I'm not going to go over her medical degrees and her background and all the things she's done, because it would take the 25 minutes we have. TheRealDrJudy.com, TheRealDrJudy.com. It's not about being vindicated, but it's also good to be vindicated, because it means more people will listen and we can save lives. But just to give us an idea from your incredible perspective that others don't have, being an insider that saw what was happening and spoke up, where would you call the moment we're at? Because even as the board members of the FDA come out and say, we were lied to, it's dangerous, pull it, and the British medical board say, pull it, they're at Davos saying, censor anybody that questions it. They're back to saying safe and effective, 100% protection. I mean, this is a weird moment, but their body language is, they're really freaked out. Half the attendees canceled. We know they're quarterbacking it for the UN and the globalists. And so even Drudge Report says they're in battle, they're falling apart. I don't just believe mainstream media. I think that's true. But why is mainstream media now admitting this is happening? And Klaus Schwab's begging for trust again. I mean, wow, did they not know what they were about to pull? This wasn't AZT and killing a few million people with a poison drug back in the 80s. They're gone after billions of people. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much, and we salute you all. We salute you.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alex. And yeah, I was last in your studio September 25th. And the great news is where we are now, because of, you know, we knew, I was right there with the first gain of function vaccine AIDS, which was HIV. So HIV and a vaccine program for the hepatitis B vaccine drove the disease in, and we know AZT in people who were antibody positive drove antibody dependent enhancement. So the great news is, we cured AIDS then with an approach that was systems biology, bring all hands on deck. And so you don't hear about it anymore, do you? So we have highly active antiretroviral therapies that are actually oral vaccination strategies.
I mean, we could do like 2 hours with you. You're a legend just on that. You're so incredible. That's why they got so mad at you. Encapsulate who Fauci is, where we currently are, and what you think these criminals are going to do now that they're cornered.
Well, we know he's, and in fact, I worked for him only in that he funded my small business grants at Epigenics Pharmaceuticals in 2001 through 5. The RO1, the institutional grant for our Neuroimmune Institute, which actually found that these viruses, the spike protein, the components, the contaminants were driving neuroimmune disease like autism and ME/CFS. So the answer, this, I set up the program the same way we did in 1983 in the National Cancer Institute, and simply in 5 short years found the cytokine storm, found the variant associated with CFS, found the variant associated with cardiovascular disease, found the susceptibility loci that we now appreciate, the SCN5, that's a channel, a sodium channel that's really important in cardiology. SCN4 is in brain diseases. So yeah, Tony Fauci is the funder. He's the person who decides what goes in fraudulent journals like our the journal Science. He's the one that sets up and writes opinion papers to tell the scientists and the doctors what to think, which is often a lie. And this was the case with our 2009 science paper. But we pulled these variants. We pulled Omicron from people, and they were silent disease, but we saw these kids dropping dead on athletic fields from the Gardasil vaccine with a similar lipid nanoparticle. So who he is the gatekeeper, controls billions of dollars in funding, can keep your grants, can keep you from publishing. And in fact, the simple thing we've done is the same way we did before, create an entire Get Healthy store, healthy for your brain, with books like like your book, like our book's Plague of Corruption, The Real Anthony Fauci to Tell the Truth, because censorship and the corruption of the scientific literature is what happened to our doctors. So we're delighted to have now GlobalTechMD.com, where people can get a real human, get an answer. Peter McCullough, I know Mike Adams is involved. So we're just going to put clean food, clean solutions, healthy, the way we cured, and I'm going to say cured HIV AIDS, because HIV never did cause our infections. It was all infection by injection. And so all we have to do right now is stop all the shots. We've got a class there on TheRealDrJudy.com that starts up tonight live. It's 9 hours of me and Dr. Tracy Straub showing you all the contaminants over the vaccine program, how they interact.
That's right. It's not just the COVID. So let me ask you this question. If the CDC said in October it caused blood clots and brain damage, why would they put that out but still do it? Everything you said has come true. Now all these top people are coming out agreeing with you. Why did they think they could get away with it, or are they going to get away with it? How do they get away with this?
Well, they got away with it, and this was Tony Fauci's, you know, crime. This is literally premeditated murder of between 40 and 50 million Americans who were injected with HIV in our military, Robert Redfield and Deborah Birx. And we know that because we detected the HIV. It's called PNL43. It's a synthetic virus, a plasmid that makes virus. We detected that in the military that were associated with PTSD. So we know Fauci's been doing this all along, and we simply have the solutions and the cure.
So why do they do that? Like, you spike an old cannon, they want to give a disease to troops when they're so that they develop it a few years later once they're out. Why do they do that?
Correct. You're going to see. So they do it because in 1986, when all liability was removed, if there was a design flaw in the vaccine and you could make a vaccine safer, and you didn't do so, all liability was off. In 2009, our paper in Science proved there were many of these spike proteins of contaminating animal viruses. And
oh, so they flooded the zone with spike proteins to cover up all the past crime.
Correct. They've been injecting SARS-CoV-2 in every polio shot since they manufactured it first in 2004. That's a paper by Moore et al. In Journal of Virology. So this is what we always do. We caught them.
Is that why Obama did a national initiative in the mid 2013, 14, 15 of universities testing spike protein vaccines on rats? And then the conclusion was, don't give it to humans. Why were they studying that?
Correct, because you needed an antidote and you needed to understand antibody-dependent enhancement. You needed to understand how to activate past dormant viruses can cause...
Dr. Judy, stay there. This is incredible. You're talking above our heads, but it's okay. It's on record. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sales that we ever do. This is like Christmas level sales, and a bunch of products will come back into stock, like the Fizzy Magnesium and more. InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot do shows like this without your support. I'm very humble, and I thank you for your support, and I ask you for your continued support. The Alex Jones is Right emergency sale. Dr. Judy Mikovits, I want to ask you, as the biggest whistleblower out there for decades, in layman's terms, you're rattling off for doctors and scientists all the key stuff that's been proven. It's incredible, groundbreaking. Each thing you say, we can do an hour on. But big picture, what do you make of all the scientists and doctors coming out by the thousands and it all over mainstream news that they knew it would cause heart attacks and covered it up? And why would they do that? And blood clots and all the rest of this. What's really going on? I don't think they thought it would come out this big. Why did they do it? You were already explaining they're mad scientists, but just your overall 35,000-foot view, if you were, like, talking to your grandkids, and you were talking to high school students or college people, just the general stuff, not all the science, which you're an expert at, who are these people? Are they just like Jeffrey Dahmer? Why do you kidnap people and torture them to death? Because you like to do it? I mean, why are they doing this?
Well, they're really doing it because over 4 decades, they realized that the the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly. The chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. So they've been injecting animal tissues, aborted fetal tissues.
But why would they release something even worse? You're saying an attempt to flood the zone with disinformation and now make it about this shot for a lot of the protection from all the others? Or do they think it would protect them from all the viruses that already had spike protein that they've given us?
Oh, no, absolutely. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Call it cancer. Target population.
Doctor,
I'm sorry.
Talk to me like I'm 5 years old because I'm not a top scientist like you. I've studied it. I try to get my mind around it. Everything makes sense. Explain to me. Wow. So they'd already poisoned this. They knew studies were coming out about that. So they bomb it with this new thing, get government liability, emergency authorization to claim it's that to cover up everything else. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Kill us. Cremate us. Add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body.
Why do
we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV that I hope you have Dr. Jim Thorpe on someday. He'll show you.
Give me his name and number. We'll have him on right now.
He alone shows you how it causes abortion. I'll get it to Daria. So this is what we knew. And then you make it infectious with the ACE receptor 2 binding domain. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it and this triggers the next phase.
Correct.
Hmm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Now, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen, necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
That's another big question. What should people do that have long COVID that have been infested and colonized by spike protein? I talked to other doctors. They say ivermectin. They say lots of water. They say steaming. They say hydroxychloroquine. Lots of vitamin D3. But they also say you should take nitric oxide boosting compounds and aspirin. Is that accurate?
Yes, but I don't like the antaspirin. I use Cardio Miracle, which teaches you to make your own, it's your immune system, it's the amino acids, so you make your own nitric oxide as God intended. I also use Proline Greens, a product that has algae, and various spirulina and chlorella, and milk thistle. That's how we detox AIDS.
Sure, so you looked at our, you looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated, the latest private label. It's the bestseller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature, so the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. You don't need aspirin. If you do, you can just get salicylic acid from plants and our own long chain. Sorry, I won't get scientific. At any rate, I should say starting tonight, we're teaching a 7-hour-and-a-half class for doctors, for anyone to detox the jab from on the Odom platform, and it's right there at the Real Dr. Judy. We have a
I asked that question. You just so happen to be doing a big seminar tonight. Again, say it slowly. This is so important. Everybody should tune in. When does it start?
Okay, it starts at 7:00 Eastern Time. And we'll be with Dr. Tracy Strout. We did the class when I left you on September 25th. We realized we needed to do this last year. So we set the whole thing up, got the products on the classroom. So we're teaching doctors and individuals. In 9 hours, I go through excruciating detail of everything I usually
try to. Well, that was my next question. If the globalists release something like that, they say it can shed. Is that true, A? And B, what are they doing to protect themselves?
They're doing what we'll show you tonight. They're doing various balms with copper and micron silver. They would never wear a mask. They're using purinergic modulators, like you mentioned, ivermectin. There are specific things you can use for specific tissue compartments, like if you have a gastrointestinal tract, if you're not making antibodies, if you have lupus and you're making autoantibodies, we'd add different type 1 interferon products. So we know how we cured AIDS. And so this is why we're the opportunity with the thousands of doctors now and patients who can just walk away from the corruption.
So the same guy that brought us HIV AIDS hit us again, and it's basically the same treatment.
It's vaccine AIDS, and yes, it's basically the same protocols. We tailor them for the individual because a black person cannot take liquid vitamin D. The sensors on their cells will turn it off. Cardio Miracle helps you make vitamin D. When you make good nitric oxide, you can make vitamin D from sunlight.
Is that why black people have double the rate of COVID death because of the vitamin D?
Correct.
And where's the NAACP telling them when all the studies are there?
Well, we're telling them, and we always have, with Kevin Jenkins' film, Medical Racism, that first aired at CHD.org on Children's Health Defense on March 10, 2021. So we can see the medical racism. We've appreciated it for my entire 40-year career. And we don't just show you causes. We show you solutions, diagnostics. You can look at your genetic susceptibilities all through Global Tech MD, a program. We're going to get discount. We're going to offer the victims of this plague of corruption. We are going to take those nurses who were injured in those clinical trials and invite them, like Olivia's story. We're clearly.
Oh, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. You got to promise to come back in the next few weeks for an hour, though. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.